anything for attention. Everybody, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you, Reverend Karen. Thank you. My lesson today is be unstoppable. Let nothing get in your way. You know, this is so interesting to me because this year I will be 70 years old. I know. Fabulous. I know. But as I
your microphone we're gonna move your microphone so your earring doesn't
take it off.
Do you want this one? Do you want this one?
No.
No. All right, then let's try this. Whoops.
I'll try this again.
One more try. All right.
I think I better drop my voice. No. No? Okay. I could hear something there. Okay. So, 70. 70. You know, it's funny to me because right now, I am the happiest that I have ever been, ever in my life. I know my sister really gets tired of me because every day, and sometimes three times a day, I go into her room, sit down, and I say, girl, I am so happy. And I am. But right while I'm here, you know, I'm looking at my path, my journey of how I got here. You know, that's not so straight. Oh, no. But I got here. I'm not there anymore. I'm here. But you know, I recognize that I'm not even here anymore. And I'm not here anymore. I'm here, and I have never been this happy in my life. And I want to thank some people and some and this organization for the reason that I am so very happy. So let me define happy. Happy. It means satisfied with the quality, with the quality of life. Satisfied with the situations you're in. You know, I don't know if you can be this happy without being satisfied. Satisfied. So, I want to ask the question here to everybody. You can holler out because you know how I feel, or you could just do a really quiet evaluation on your soul. But I'm going to ask the question because I recognize how satisfied I am now, but I want more. I want more. So I'm just going to ask you all a question. If just answer to yourself or holler out or do a dance, I don't care what you do, but the question I'm asking you is, how do you? Do you want or need more love? Do you want or need a bigger life? Do you want or need the feel of having more power in your life? Do you need more peace? Let's try it now. Do you have a desire to have more beauty in your world? What about joy? Do any of you want more joy? No. What about health? Is there anyone here that has a desire to have more health? Okay. Prosperity. Prosperity. Prosperity, yeah. Freedom, yeah. Freedom. And my sister has forced me, Reverend Darn, has forced me to always put in one other quality of God. How many of you would like to see more harmony?
Amen.
Okay. So you answered that, you felt that. So now I'm about to read something that Ernest Holmes wrote. It's in our textbook. And he says, the person who dares to fling their thought out into universal intelligence with the assurance of one who realizes their divine nature and its relationship to the universe and dares to claim all there is will find an ever-creative good at hand to aid them. God will honor their request. To the soul that knows its own divinity, all else must gravitate. Let us then enlarge our thought processes and dare to think in universal terms. Let us dare to believe that every constructive word is invincible. To dare. He starts it off with to dare. Dare means having the courage to do something. He ends it with invincible. Invincible means too powerful to be defeated or overcome. Did I mention to you that my title is called today? Be unstoppable. Let nothing get in your way. So what Ernest Holmes just said, I think we will call that unstoppability. I learned a lot from Ernest Holmes, and the reason I am so happy today is because of this teaching. I have learned so much. But Ernest was not my first teacher. Sarah, my mother, was my first teacher. Sarah taught me to maneuver through the world, the physical situations, the physical paradigm. And what she taught me helped me to move through any of the pitfalls that I found on my way through here to get here on my journey. Sarah did not use words. Sarah really did not use words like paradigm, consciousness, divine intelligence. infant intelligence? I don't think so. And Sarah never flung anything. The only time I ever can remember Sarah flinging anything or talking about flinging anything is when she told me, "Don't you fling that mop, that wet mop, and get my walls wet." That was about it for flinging. But Sarah taught us one simple, never to fail answer to success. Simple, simple. Sarah taught us, don't stop, keep going, keep growing. She showed us how to do it too. Oh yeah, she showed us how to do it. Sarah was powerful. She was smart. Sarah was fearless. Fearless. She used to tell us, and she told us so much, I'm going to throw it back to you. I'm going to spread this story around. Sarah told us, if you see me in a fight with a bear, and you want to even this situation, then pick up a stick and help the bear. Sarah was tough. And so when Sarah told me, don't stop, keep going, keep growing, I did that. But I was scared. Sarah didn't have any fear on her. Today I realize that since Sarah taught me the physical maneuvers of life, I realize that she actually left me at the gate of Science of Mind and my Science of Mind journey. It left me at the threshold of Ernest Holmes and this philosophy that changed me forever. Ernest Holmes was a bad boy, and Sarah was a bad woman. Me? I was a little scaredy cat. Sarah told me these. Don't stop, and I didn't stop. She said, keep going, and I kept going. Keep growing. Yes, I kept growing, but I got scared on this journey. I had fear. So I know you all are sitting there saying, what's she doing with fear? She a minister. Please, okay? But let's talk about what fear is. Fear. The feeling you have when you are not certain of the outcome. An unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something was going to stop or interfere with your good. That's why I got frightened. Because I believed that somebody could get in the way of my good. I thought somebody could block my way. I knew my mother told me for some reason, keep going, don't stop, keep growing. I was afraid, but I kept growing. But Science of Mind did something for me that I will always be grateful for. I'm no longer afraid. I'm fearless. Amen. Okay, maybe I should go back and say, I'm seldom afraid. But I know what to do when I feel fear. I know what to do. Science of mind taught me my divinity. You know, a lot of teachings teach you that there is a power out there. And that's wonderful, great, and I love it. But the reason I love science of mind teaches us that that power is right here, right now, ready and able to pull off anything we can come up with. Amen. And that's why I love science of mind. When science of mind talked about us being divine and that we were spiritual beings, the thing that I love about this teaching is that just by being a spiritual being, that makes me divine. That makes you divine. Just by popping out, here you go, divine. Science of mind had to teach me that. But the interesting thing is that when you're divine, and we all are, our words and our intentions have power because we're divine. Okay, so what changed my life? My level of fear is what changed my life. And how did that happen? Science of mind gave me additional information. They added information to what Sarah had already given me. It's a physical world, Sarah said. But what made that different? Not that that's not true, but what made the difference in my life? The new information that science of mind gave me is, but first, foremost, and always, I am a spiritual being. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But you know, there's a cost. There's a cost to being a spiritual being. When your spirit and you think certain thoughts, you get certain things on your mountain. That's what I call this. I call this my mountain. I own this. This is my property. This is mine. I put stuff on my mountain. But how much I put on my mountain simply depends with how much do I know that I am divine. Science of mind taught me something that was so necessary in my life. You know, all of you were saying that you would love more love, like flight, power, peace, beauty, joy, health, prosperity, freedom, and harmony. But the thing is, the reason why we want more is because we don't know how to get it. We don't know how to get it. And today I want to tell you how to get it. Yay. Yeah! Science of mind taught me that consciousness is a choice. Growing my consciousness is a choice. Nobody will make me grow. Nobody will make you grow. It's when I decide to grow and I decide to put the where, whatever, what I have to do to know that I am divine, that's when my consciousness expands and I get more on my mountain. Science of mind taught me that there is a match game. A match game where my vibration matches up with the experience I am ready for. This works every time. This is working now. That's why you have the amount of love, life, light, power, peace, beauty, joy, health, prosperity, freedom, and harmony on your mountain. That's why you have that amount, no less and no more, because of the match game. Oh, you've heard this before. Jesus said, as you believe, so be it done unto you. Matthew 8:13. So everybody's telling you it's done unto you as you believe. It's done unto you as you believe. But it's not always taught, how do I believe more? That's why I love Science of Mind teaching. Because what, tell me, what is it that is too good for the divine?
Nothing.
So now that I know the truth about vibrational matches, my journey is seldom scary. Well, it's only scary until that moment that I feel scared and I say to myself, I need to get clear. And the way that I get clear is to consciously step back into my divinity. Nobody will make me do that. Nobody. Because you heard people, you can't make me do that. Well, that's one thing. Can't nobody make you do it. But if you expand your idea of yourself and your God, it may dawn on you that it should be a pretty easy way for you to get more of what is already here. More. Love, life, light, power, peace, beauty, joy, health, prosperity. It's already here. It has already been given with the match game. I get to put it on my mountain. Now, you know, I've seen people who work with back up a little bit. I'm going to make it even simpler to you of how the match game works, because it's really simple. You and the desire. Do you have a desire in your mind? Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, I never walk around without my desire. Never. I don't, okay? And I'm going to tell you, if you have a desire and you can't think of it in a minute, then you're not putting that desire on your mountain, okay? Because that desire needs attention. That desire needs attention. Because when we give attention to a particular idea, that idea must build mass. The match game. I love the fact that I can always tell what is it that I'm thinking. And sometimes the matchup, it looks like a mess. But sometimes, depending on how clear I am, it looks pretty good. Sometimes it's really easy for me to match up with my desire. And sometimes, not so much. Sometimes it happens real, real, real fast. But sometimes, it doesn't. Sometimes the match up is hard. But sometimes, it is so much fun. I particularly live my life all the time, consciously invested in intentional growth. I know who I am. I know who I am, and I know how to put stuff on my mountain. It's the match game. You know, 2 Corinthians tells us in 3:16 that we are made to go from glory to glory to glory. So why do we have such a hard time taking what's here to take? It is my responsibility as the individualization of God to make a decision, to make a choice, to alert universal intelligence what it is about to experience next. Because I am the individualization of God, and when I decide that I am clear enough to have any experience, that the potential has already been put there for me to take, then universal intelligence is about to take that trip with me. This is what I know. I go no place with God, without God. I go no place without God. And I try to stay conscious. I try to stay conscious of that. When I was in school, getting my minister's license, 7 years. Okay, so I had a classmate that went through school with me. Her name is Reverend Mary. And Reverend Mary, well, she was pretty cool. What Reverend Mary did with her children, when she was going through school, her children were growing up. And you know how children would come to their parents and say, Mama, can I have this? Daddy, can I have this? And you really do want them to have it, but right now, it's not in your budget. So when her children would come to her and ask for something, what Reverend Mary did, because Reverend Mary knew, because Reverend Mary had taken the classes to learn that she was the individualization of God, and therefore her children were the individualization of God. So Mary would tell them, I'm sorry, baby. Your mother does not have the consciousness for that right now. Ooh. But then she say, but you being the individualization of God can have anything you want. Anything you want by way of the match game and your conscience. Anything. More love. More life. More power. More peace. I know for me, I went for the beauty. I sure did. Because it was there for me to take. It was just sitting there. You know, the thing that I recognize that, all of the qualities of God, they're right here. It's energy. Everybody do this for me. Play with me. Play with me. Play with me. You're touching the energy that is making your next desire. You're shaping it. You're telling it what shape to take. And sometimes you don't like it and you just say, uh-oh, new idea. And the energy never runs out. The energy never runs out. It's not like you go to your neighbor's house and get a cup of sugar and you get there and they say, I don't have any. See, energy never runs out. It is always available to us so that it can make something new. When I found that out, I recognized, oh, I want some more of that. I know I had that, but you know what? This looks pretty good. I know I I really enjoyed this last time, but now that I have seen something different, excuse me, I want some of that now. The universe doesn't care. The universe individualized itself in, through, and each one of us so it could have the experiences that you, and you alone say yes to. How you been doing with your yeses? You know, Ernest Holmes is telling us there's something that we have to do to get our good. He said, oh, no, it's a consciousness. It's a match game. But let's go back to the beginning of what Ernest Holmes said. He said, if you know who you are, that you are divine, if you know that your word is a power of its own and cannot be returned to you void, if you know that you are invincible, if you know that you are unstoppable, all that the Father has is thine. You know, after Science of Mind started telling me who I was and what was here for me, I started recognizing it was a little cray-cray for me not to take more. You know, I've had to do what Ernest Holmes told me to do in that reading. I have to do that. I don't like having to do it as seriously as I had to do it last week. But you know, a sister got to do what a sister got to do when a situation comes up, and that sister knows that she is spirit. Hello. Amen. So what happened? I had this phone call telling me that an agreement that I had made was not turning out the way I wanted it to turn out. It was looking a little crazy. And as an effect, it might cost me about $2,000 this year for the problem, to fix the problem. I was working on this talk at the time. I said, I don't think so. But I recognized how I felt when that phone call came in. Okay? I could call that, ooh, that's uncomfortable. I'll play with that. When I feel that feeling, I recognize, Cheryl, you're in fear. You're in fear. I'm not scared of it. I'm not scared of being in fear because I am the individualization of God, and my God is bigger than any problem I could put on this mountain. Amen. The problem has to go. So I was doing preparing this lesson. They're talking about $2,000. I get up, I say, I think I better take care of this. Ernest said, the person who dares to fling their thought out into universal intelligence. Well, I was about to do some flinging because I did not want to pay this $2,000. So I didn't want to, but he said I had to have something else to go with this. He said I had to have the assurance of one who realizes their divine nature and its relationship to the universe. I said, okay, before because I had made five phone calls. And all of them were saying, we don't know the problem, but you owe the money. We don't know what the problem is, but you owe the money. It was time for me to get to daring. It was time for me to get to flinging. It was time for spirit to get busy. So I went back to my reading. And when I first read it, I recognized I felt better. But I wasn't clear. Do you know what clear feels like? Do you know what it feels like not to be clear? That's even more important. So I knew I wasn't clear. I stopped making phone calls. I went back to the reading. A person who dares to fling their thoughts out into universal intelligence with the assurance of one who realizes their divine nature and its relationship to the universe. I read it about four times. I was standing higher in my divine nature. It took a little while. It took a while. $2,000, it was like shaking me. Okay? And dares to claim all there is. See, that's what I've been practicing this year, last year. I'm having a ball. I am committed to expand my consciousness and get busy to claiming everything I like. Every little thing. Ooh, that look good. That's good. Oh, yeah. Ooh, never saw it like that before. Bring it on. Understand. Oh. That the Father has is ours. I'm ready to take it. And I recognize that me understanding my divinity, I was made to take it. I was created to take it. When I understand my divinity, and I understand that the only thing I have to do is to shake, rattle, and roll to the vibration of my manifestation, and the manifestation must appear. I'm liking this getting ready to be 70 thing, because I keep getting better at this. And better at this, and better at this, and I am so happy that I learned what this teaching is all about. Okay, before you all grab me and snatch me off this podium, because I do know it's a playoff game today. Yeah! So, I made one phone call after I got clear. I got clear. I called back the first person that told me there was a problem. Hey, I'm clear. Oh, Reverend Hawkins, we see what happened. We understand what the problem is. Oh, we will rectify that. Hey. Give me my good. Amen. Give me my good. And I want some more. I don't feel bad, and I want some more. And you know, if you all are really honest, you all know you want some more too. And you can have it. You can have all of it. You can have it in multitudes. You can have it in every color. You can have it short and tall and anything in between. As long as you are not taking anything away from another individualized spirit, it's yours. That's why I don't go to other people for my good. I go to God. And you know what? When you know you divine, and you call forth your good, and you know that God is right here, right now, in you listening, ain't no reason to be afraid.
unless you afraid for life to be too good, because that's the way it works. And I am so happy that it works that way. Amen. So it is.
I take off my shoes to do that. I topple over. And Tracy had me on YouTube. I know she would. Hi. I know. Okay. Pray?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I sit back there and just be having fun. I don't really recognize how this stuff works. There's one life. This life is God. This life is my life now. In this moment, I recognize right here and right now that this one power of all that is, that created the potential of anything it might want to enjoy in its lifetime, which is forever. This power made the potential of every experience that we could possibly want. It is written that even before you ask, it has been given. And so right here, right now, I consciously stand in my awareness of one where I understand when I stand in oneness, everything is done easy. When I stand in the understanding that there is not two of anything in this universe, it is only God expressing itself like that, and like that, and like that, and like that. It's all God. And when I understand this, I put myself in a wonderful position to choose my next good. It is done unto me as I believe. And right now, I am committed to believe more and more and more and more that the Father and I am one. And in my new understanding, I recognize that what was invisible to me just a minute ago, because I was operating at a different vibration than that which my desire is operating on, I recognize, because I am the individualization of God, I simply must understand that my desire, God, and I am one. Not two, not three, but one. And when I recognize this, I know that I can say, more, please. More, please. Thank you. More, please. And the only thing that this universal intelligence says, here, my dear. I accept my good right here, right now, and I celebrate the fact that I am one with the universe. I am so happy to know that this is my truth now. I give thanks to Sarah. I give thanks to Ernest. And I give thanks to the science of mind teaching. I am so happy, and so it is. Thank you.
You will do amazing things with the choice each new day brings, and with every step you take, bless the progress.